Good morning, good people. It is 4th December 2020. We celebrate the memorial of John of Damascene, priest and doctor. It is the first Friday of the Advent, dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus too. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 29, verses 17 to 24, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 31. We are healed to evangelize. The Advent helps us to be aware of our spiritual blindness and gives us the courage to obtain healing in faith. We all feel that the Lord is so close to us as a gentle healer during this time of grace. Every attempt to see, perceive, and visualize the reality of being loved by God is the vision and hope in all of us. Our spiritual blindness deprives the vision of God's goodness and weakens our faith. No healing is possible without faith. The quality and the impact of healing solely depends on our relationship with the Lord. It is the time to see the Lord and ourselves. It is the perfect time to see the distance, the quality, the feelings of seeing, to see the plan of God for us. Coming out of our dungeon of darkness, sinfulness, and selfishness is what the Lord expects us to do during this time. What is making us blind in our personal and intimate relationship with God and one another? In the first reading, we are given the model of Abraham, who visualized the plan of God and walked tirelessly. It is by listening to the word of God we have a clear perception of life. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." The healing of two blind men opens our hearts to recognize the power of Jesus. The same question, "Do you believe that I can do this?" is asked to us before the performance of healing in our life too. Jesus challenges our faith and asserts us that our faith in Him brings the desired healing. We all need to work on our reluctance, indifference, hesitation in believing Him. Jesus passes by our life in every zeptosecond of our life. Recognizing Jesus means to acknowledge our obstacles and obstructions in our life. Jesus said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you," has an echo in the words of our Mother Mary's response to God in faith through her yes. "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done according to your word." Luke chapter 1 verse 38. May the Lord help us to recognize our blindness and approach Jesus with faith. Have a lovely day. God bless you.